We have one more conversation for you, and I think you'll like this one. This is from two people who have just joined RNIB as connectors. These are people who go out in their local communities and try and get more blind and partially sighted people like themselves to get together, to help each other, to learn new things, to try things, whatever it might be. You can basically do whatever you want as an RNIB connector. Well, we're going to hear from two of them now. I sat down with Kat and Ross to find out why they got involved.
I was kind of thrust into it initially. I went to the RNIB office in Bristol and was talking to one of the ladies that used to be the employment coordinators, and she saw Sophie Fox, the Southwest Connect coordinator of CCF, and suggested that she would be a good person I talked to. And when I started talking to Sophie and she explained the connector role, it sounded really interesting and something that I really wanted to get involved with and see how far I could help out and take it. And kind of gone from there, and we've started to organise our first Connect meeting down in Bristol, and hopefully that will get us off the ground and give us a good place to start to expand Connect in the Southwest.
Okay, excellent. What about you, Ross?
I became a connector mainly because I was just so sick of all the inequalities that people who live with sight loss get. I was in Glasgow on a night out and I didn't use my symbol cane at the time because I felt quite nervous using it, but I started to get rejected from nightclubs and get quite abusive comments from bouncers by saying, accusing me of being drunk because I can't look at people right in the face, and that's because I can't see them. And then I eventually started using my cane, and all of a sudden, bouncers don't even question me, and that kind of irritated me because I was actually told one time that I needed proof of my disability to get into a bar.
Wow.
And it irritated me so much that I actually spoke to... I got in touch with the RNIB, and I actually got in touch with the one of the people who deal with, discrimination. And it was actually Holly Wilson from the Glasgow office who said, you know what, you might be interested in some of our volunteer work. And then, long story short, I got... connected with Connect because I kind of feel like companies should be trained into, obviously I would never like to think someone would lie about a disability, but to ask someone for proof of a disability is disgusting, and I wanted to get involved so that I could educate people, educate companies on basically being aware of disabilities and being a bit more aware of things.
Okay, so different reasons for getting involved.
Yeah.
But, both of you very keen to try and further the cause of blind people and to discuss the issues and all of that and raise awareness, Kat.
Yeah, it would be really good. My partially sighted journey is still in the early stages. My diagnosis is still pending. To raise awareness of VI issues in general is going to be really good, and to encourage people with visual impairments to get out and not be isolated, because having a sight problem is not the be-all and end-all, and it's not the end of somebody's life. It's just the start of a new one and working a way round what they can't see so that they can still enjoy life and get out there and do the things that they enjoyed maybe before they had the sight loss. So yeah, it's I'm looking to really get involved and organise activities and just get people more inclusive in normal society as such, and hopefully it should be really good and exciting.
Is this the same for you, Ross? Are you experiencing sight loss over time, or have you always had vision loss?
I was born with visual impairment. I am totally blind in my left eye, and severely sighting beard in my right, so I've lived with it my whole life, and that's one of the main reasons why I wanted to be a part of Connect, because I, in the past year or so, because of my symbol care and because of the RNIB, I've become more confident and more feel like more myself than I ever have in my whole life, and I want other people to feel that way and feel like their disability should actually be an advantage, because it makes them a unique person. At the same time, it should make them feel that they're part of everyday society, because a disability is not something that should hold you back. It should be something that you should embrace and be proud of.
Yeah, but as you know yourself, Kat, you know that takes a long time to get to that stage. As you say, the journey you're on already is you're kind of there, aren't you?
Yeah, it's always going to be an ongoing process. I mean, it's never we can't ever tick a box and be like, right, I've made it to this point, that's it, I can't progress any further. It's always going to be a progression, a journey, no matter where we are on it. I know certainly personally, my sight loss has only been found in the past few years, but the doctors believe it's something that I've had from childhood. So it's, yeah, bringing that awareness around that it does affect people of all ages, and it's not just something that is congenital from birth or an old age illness. It affects people at all stages of their lives and from everywhere across the world. So yeah, being more inclusive and open to getting people involved is going to be a good thing.
And again, that whole thing about age as well, isn't it? That's a big thing. I mean, a lot of people think that, you know, sight loss only affects older people, but, you know, you two are young folk, you know, you don't, you know, you go against that grain of that thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, bouncing off of what Kat said about that she's just discovered her sight loss in the past few years, since I knew since I was born about my sight loss, I feel like I'm still on a journey as well, even though I am a lot more confident in myself and in, you know, asking for help and seeking support. There is still a lot of hurdles that I've got to jump over to get to a place where I, you know, where I can be really, really comfortable.
Thanks, Ross and Kat.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot.